Welcome back to Media Munchies. Today, I'm here with a special guest, and the special guest has been on the podcast twice before in some iconic episodes. You may remember him from Umbrella Academy. You may remember him from One Direction. It is Nate.
Hello. Oh my gosh, I can hear the applause already.
Yes, I live for the applause. Okay. Sorry. Just wanted to add that in there because we are gay, aren't we?
I mean, yeah, I think any chance to recognize art pop is a chance you should take.
Wiser words have never been spoken. However, today we will not be talking about art pop, but we will be talking about a very iconic album by a legend.
Came out a year ago on the day of this coming out.
Exactly. And it's like an album that is underrated, obviously. 100%.
Yes.
But the stans love it. I have seen nothing but love for it. Like, I haven't seen hate for it. Anyways.
It has a billion streams and it's underrated.
Well, but you know
we are not telling a lie.
Yeah. No, we literally aren't, because he is the king of One Direction. Literally. Yes. He's the king of One Direction. His name is Louis Tomlinson. And he came out with a great album. It's called Walls. And it's the anniversary. So we're here to talk about it.
Yes.
Now that we're at the point, what are some initial thoughts on Walls, Nate? Because Nate, let me tell you guys, is a Louis connoisseur. He's also like a music student. So like he knows music and he knows Louis. So I'm really glad to have him on this episode, actually, because he's never been on a review one before. So
yes. You're going to hear my hot takes, not just as a Louis fan, but as from a production angle, from a songwriting angle, because that's just how my brain works. So I am really, really interested in the production of this album. And I do think that every single like cymbal choice, every ad lib is a choice. So I have opinions about those choices.
Choices. Oh my gosh. I am actually so happy. And I don't know Nate's notes basically. And this is all I could have hoped for. So thank you for joining us. So yeah, you have initial thoughts on Walls.
Yeah, so I think it is a gorgeous debut album. There are some things that I think I didn't expect.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
In good ways. There were some songs that I think, and a bit of background on this album, this is, I think, 4 years worth of writing and production.
True.
So there were a lot of songs that didn't make it to the album, a lot of songs that were added later in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that, and I personally feel like there were some songs that kind of were added last minute.
I know what you mean. He had a lot of songs, right?
Yeah. He picked some of them. I mean, some of these songs I'm totally in love with, but some of them, I mean, he said it himself, they could have been like early One Direction songs.
That's true.
And so I just feel like some of these songs are from that kind of perspective of songwriting as opposed to where Louis is now.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. And can I just mention, because of that, the song that he performed recently, which is not from Walls.
Yes.
A copy of a copy.
Yes.
Of a copy. Oh, is it gosh. Three times?
It's copy of a copy of a copy. Yeah.
It's so good. Like, and the lyrics, I just went, oh my God. You know what it reminded me of a bit?
What?
What he says in the chorus, something about originality. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the thought of originality just makes me mad.
I was like,
oh my God.
For those of you that don't know, we're in a band and we have a song that has weirdly a lot of lyric parallels to a song Louis recently performed. So for us, I feel like the song hits super different.
This song,
because we've literally like written a version of this song on our own.
And I honestly love it. And they're both like about originality, I guess. And then Louis is also about some personal things.
Yes. Some things about identity.
Yes. There, a lot of writing about identity in Harry and Louis' music. Yes. Interesting.
Yes.
Wonder what that's all about. I just want to give a disclaimer here that we will be talking about Larry occasionally because we appreciate, how do I say this?
Without saying that we're Larry's, like,
yeah, like,
I mean, if you don't want to claim that term, you don't have to. If someone calls me a Larry, I'm not going to deny it.
Well, yeah, obviously. No, I totally agree with you on that. It's just like,
there's such negative connotations with that. We are gay and trans people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Who are used to reading media through a gay lens.
Oh,
so we
absolutely
pick up on these trends.
Yes.
In lyrics.
Okay, that's a really good way of saying it.
And you don't have to agree with us. You don't have to agree with a thing we say. Actually, no, there are some hard truths that we are about to speak into the universe.
However, you know, it is what it is. Literally. And yeah, we will be mentioning these things. If you are not a fan, you don't have to listen. That is fine. I'm not going to stick my nose up at you.
Yeah, like, we're all good.
But moving on, I like to go through albums song by song. So
sure,
I'll just move on to this. And then maybe at the end, I'll have some overall thoughts. So I want to start with the first song, which is Kill My Mind.
Yes. Oh my gosh. What an opener.
Yes. I really think the hype gets up. I enjoy it for the hype. I enjoy it because it's like not like it's pop, but it's got like an edge too. Like obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have to say about that.
It must be so fun live.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. It was made to be played live.
The best time. I really wish I had seen his live concert. Like, after everything I heard about it, I was like, that would have been so good to see. And
I was working.
Yeah. Yeah. I was.
If someone wants to share a Google document of the copy, though.
Yes, absolutely. No, yeah. To be honest, I saw some of it, right? And it just seemed like a magical experience because his live band sounds so good and he sounds so good. I was like, wow. And we were going to see him.
Yes.
And we still will, of course.
Yes, we will. When the panini is over.
Yes. But Louis live just would be so good. And Kill My Mind is definitely a song that's made for live. I have one critique, however, to
go ahead.
Break the psh, psh. Okay, I don't know what I mean. Like, I like the lyrics, but I think some of them are just a bit basic, and I don't exactly know what he's saying.
This could literally be like a Fast and Furious song.
Yeah,
but that's what I like about it. So
yeah, it's not like his strongest lyrically for me, but I do really like it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Who wants to say their? Okay, do you have
I'll say mine. I gave it a 10. I just think this is a fabulous song. I think this is such an amazing single for him.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is an amazing song to get people to listen to him.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I when it was released, I was like, this is out of this world. However, I think after a while, it kind of like, I was like, okay, yeah. This is the hype song, but I'm sure if I heard it live, it would like rejuvenate.
Don't get me wrong.
My interest.
It's not my favorite Louis song.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it is a top tier Louis song.
Oh yeah, I would give it an 8.
That's fair.
That's all I have to say about that. Yeah, I'm looking at some of my scores. I'm like, I don't know, because I did these really quickly today.
I mean, if you change your mind,
okay,
at the moment, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I might. For some
of them. Who knows? Maybe I'll persuade you one way or another.
Okay. All right. All right. But the next song is Don't Let It Break Your Heart.
Yes. I think It's a really sweet song. There are some production choices I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay.
Yes. I just feel like some of those like guitar moments don't really like make sense in terms right. of the mood. Like that's just like a personal thing.
Yeah.
When we do our ratings, mm-hmm. I'll tell you why.
I agree. Like I do really like the lyrics, and the mm-hmm. lyrics could shift the mood if the music was going along with it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll tell you the one moment that ruins the song for me.
Yeah. I want to know.
It's when he has the backing vocals going, oh, hey, oh, hey.
Oh, oh, like, I think I know like what you mean.
It's like some kind of like Subaru indie song commercial.
Oh
you
my
know?
God, that's so true.
Like
oh
very like Mumford and Sons ripoff. And it just like,
oh my God.
It just disappoints me.
I didn't think Mumford and Sons, but now I understand what was not, you know.
It just
hitting,
doesn't make sense
hitting.
For the song, personally. Yeah. And I think it's like a cheap vocal insert.
Totally. Know. Yeah, I totally see what... See, yeah, you. I feel like your music knowledge helps put my feelings into like words that make sense. So thank
I have a
you
technical
for
answer for why people like or don't like songs.
Yes, I think that's like such cool knowledge to have. Anyways... I think the best part about this song is the lyrics, mm-hmm. perhaps, and just the vibe that it was going for. But since it mm-hmm. doesn't like fulfill the vibe quite mm-hmm. well, yeah. I gave it a 7.
I gave it a 7.2.
There we go.
But you know what? Okay. I'm giving the piano edit a 10. That is how that song should have been released. It's much
yeah.
more of a softer ballad. It just makes yes. it very much more genuine, especially like yeah. with Louis' vocals. They're just like so well toned.
Yeah.
I love it. Everyone listen to the Don't Let It Break Your Heart piano edit. It is gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I remember hearing that one. I usually listen to like the whole album together, and it's not mm-hmm. like on the actual album. So like, yeah. I haven't heard it that often, but I think I remember being like, oh yeah, this is pretty nice. mm-hmm. Like, interesting choices for that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Okay. Yeah, we both gave it a 7. There we go. The next song is Two of Us. Yeah. I think he really wrote a masterpiece.
Oh my gosh, like it genuinely, when I think about that song too much, it makes me start to cry because
yeah.
not to like really get into my parasocial relationship with One Direction members.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it is really sad that Louis within like 2 years lost his mother and his younger sister.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he like wrote that song after his mom passed away, and then
yeah,
a
I
couple
remember that.
Weeks after it was released, his sister passed away.
Yes.
And I have my own grief that I can like use that song to really sympathize with, and it's so emotional.
Yeah, it's a very, very emotional song, and that's why sometimes I don't like,
oh, I skip it often.
Yeah,
I listen to it a lot, but I also skip it a lot
because it's like I don't want to cry sometimes when yeah. I'm listening to music. But I really think like he wrote those lyrics so from the heart, and
yes.
like really musically, I do like that it's piano and then the chorus is like,
yeah,
it projects out.
Swells,
it's
yeah.
really got like, it's dynamic or something. Like it switches it up. Okay. But anyways, it's got layers. Oh yeah. 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 That's what I meant. Okay. That's what I think of it. It's not my favorite song because it's mm-hmm. sad, but I
yeah.
do think like it's one of the most the ones that I feel like are truly from Louis's
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying on
yeah,
this
like
album? Obviously.
It was a song he needed to write.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. I appreciate those songs on the album because they're honest and all that.
I mean, it's a vulnerability in music.
Yeah.
Can be felt so intensely.
Yeah,
by
exactly.
a stranger. It's one of the things I love about it.
Yeah. Any thoughts personally?
I think I said them. I'll just give you my rating. When I am sad and I listen to it, it's a 10.
Right.
But when
right.
I'm not sad, it's an 8. Just because it is
yeah.
such a beautiful song. Like, yes. So beautifully written.
I also gave it an 8. Makes sense. I totally agree with both of those. And the problem is generally I do skip it. Mm-hmm. And when I'm sad, I don't know what I listen to when I'm sad. Sometimes I avoid music when I'm sad because I'm like, I don't want to make me sadder. But anyways. Yeah. Okay. So 8. The next song is We Made It.
Yeah. We Made It.
Yes. Yeah. A moment to think about We Made It.
Yes. We Made It.
We Made It. Yeah. The lyrics of this song really...
just like screaming.
Yes. he's really telling us, you know, he's telling us, don't know why they put all of this on us when we're so young. He said that one.
He was waiting to write this. He was waiting to write this.
And I'm so proud that we made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's what I said about it. Do I have opinions on the song? Like, yeah, it's a pretty good song. I think this is a good single. I like the vibe too, because it's not like we're partying, but it's also like we're happy, you know?
Yeah, so, it's like, look at we've persevered.
Exactly.
We made it. We did it. Like, we got through it. We survived.
Yeah, I literally love this song. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Like, it's... again, all these things and more, but there are still some production choices that I don't like.
Okay.
In it. Like, I just feel like I would have mixed it differently. I don't know. Like, no offense to the producer of this album. I would have made some different choices. That's all. I still think it's a really good song.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Louis, hire me to mix your songs anytime, please.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Nate will do that. Nate will do that. And also... Nate has a song coming up, but more about that later.
Oh my gosh, we need to talk about Louis' music right now.
Yes, of course. So yeah, it's kind of underrated Larry anthem. Actually, I don't know if it's underrated because it is a single. You know what I'm saying?
It was one of the first ones. I feel like, I don't know. It's hard when like I said, over a billion streams, but it's still underrated. Like there are enough fans where everyone has a favorite and there's like a group of people who stand that song.
Exactly. It's so hard to say what's underrated and what's not. Cause like, it really depends on like where you're seeing it from, you know?
Yeah. Or,
like personal perspective. Cause there's a lot of perspectives on 1D. Like a lot of people you talk to, you're like, oh yeah, they know Harry Styles, but they don't know Louis' music like at all.
Yeah.
But like Louis' music still, when you see it from inside the the fandom, you're like, oh my God, so many people love Louis so much.
Yeah. And then, you know, like half, oh my gosh. I just remembered my coworker was trying to name members of One Direction.
Oh my God.
And
he
was like, yeah, I know Zayn and I know Harry, Owen. I was like, Owen.
Who is Owen?
Who is Owen? And he was like, the blonde one?
No. No. That is not Owen.
Oh, that's my gosh. I was like, thank you. Thank you for this. Like, literally, I do not care. I love when my coworkers bring up One Direction. Even if they're like saying I was going to say stupid. That's not fair. Just the most like crazy shit.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I like when people talk about One Direction no matter what, unless they're hating.
Haters need not apply.
Yeah, exactly. No, but like, even when people are like, oh, One Direction, I know them. Neutral opinion.
Yeah.
Owen.
I don't know. I love it.
I
sometimes think some negative opinions are funny.
Oh, true. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay. Oh, wait. What did you give We Made It? We went way.
Give it an 8.
Oh, yeah, I give it an 8, too. Okay, what's next? Too Young.
Yep.
This one's an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It is, like, kind of known as, like, the Baby Larry song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's the song about them in the early stages of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that. I think the lyricism, the storytelling is, again, beautiful on paper. Anytime I see a lyric edit, I will reblog it. But I don't think the song sounds that good.
Okay.
Personally, I think it's like a middling quality tune.
I think I've been blinded by the storytelling, and I feel like you snapped me out of it, because I remember now that when I first heard it, right, mm-hmm. I heard the live versions, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is pretty good. Like, I want to hear like the studio version. I'm sure it's like even yeah. better. And when mm-hmm. I heard the studio version, I was like, oh.
Can I have the live version back?
Oh, interesting. It's just, it's kind of basic. But the lyrics are so good that they like, I really love them.
Yeah, yeah, it's a difficult thing. That's why, like, I don't listen to the song, but I reblog lyrics from it all the time. Because
yeah, because you're like, yes.
Yeah, to me, it is a poem. It does not exist in an audio form.
Honestly, it is a poem. You know what? It's kind of like a love poem, you know what I'm saying? And also, I love all the lyrics that are like, you know, people were telling us this relationship wasn't good.
Yeah.
But you know what? Screw you.
Yeah, guess what? We're going to be in love even more.
And I love that part about the song. But okay, you're right. You're right. There's some moments where I'm like, yes, I love this song. And there's some moments where I'm like, this song is just middle of the road. What did you give it?
I gave it a 6.5.
Ooh.
Hey, that Ooh. Is my lowest rating.
Really?
Yes.
That is surprising to me, because
what you they're... thought I was gonna give something lower that
yes I, would... I thought not lower than a 6.5. Oh,
not lower than a 6.5.
Do you have another 6.5 in there?
I don't, but I might change my mind depending.
Okay, I'm just anticipating a certain song, but we will get to that.
Okay,
let me see, what did I give it? I gave it a 7 because I can't tell whether to give it a 7 or 7.5, because I did give it an 8 originally. And I was like, yes, yes, it is an 8. But thinking now, I feel like you snapped me out of the because I didn't remember my opinion of it when I first heard it. So I'm going to say 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah, because I do like it a lot. And I think the narrative is nice. And I do like the guitar part. I know it's kind of basic, but it's likable to me. Mm-hmm. 7.5 for that one. The next song is Walls. And my first comment on it is Oasis King.
Yes, 90s alt rock heartthrob.
Because like, he really did that well. Like, he took that genre and he was like, yes, I'm going to do this flawlessly.
Yes, Queen. Thank you for raising the bar and doing it flawlessly.
Oh, and my second note is I'm obsessed with the music video.
I mean, yes.
Because it's such a, like, it's such
the
a good music
video. Symbolism is, like, overflowing.
It's overflowing, and it's so well, like, I love the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
The visuals make it, like, bonkers.
Especially because, like, I'm going to be honest, I do not care about the Louis cinematic universe, that couple, that blonde couple. I just don't care about them.
I know the couple is supposed to be Larry, but like,
no, you know what was good? The Just Hold On couple.
Oh,
they were adorable in their matching puffer jackets.
Yes, absolutely. It's just like, no, I do agree with you. I I feel the same way. Like, I know he's got this whole story planned out. It's just, I did not follow the story. I was not interested enough, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a Simon Cowell guy, and...
Like, I just want to see Louis. I just want to see him. I don't
absolutely
care about
these. And that's why the Walls music video is great, because they've got, like, interesting things about it.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, Louis's in it.
I'm not saying that, like, I don't, like... music videos where the musician isn't in it. I actually love music videos where the musician isn't in it.
Oh, I agree with it.
I'm just saying, if Louis's gonna be in the video, I want to see him. I want to see him do his thing.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And interesting choices were made with those ones, but Walls, amazing.
Yes.
You know what's an amazing choice?
What?
When they had the One Direction guys.
Oh,
I can't believe he did that. He was like,
I can't believe, like,
they're 1D.
Niall and Louis are the real ones who put One Direction in their music videos.
Yeah. Honestly, I love both of them. Okay, sorry, just thinking about Niall. And I love their friendship too. And I love One Direction and I miss them. But this was mandatory for this video anyways, because yes, we love 1D.
Obviously.
Yeah. So what do you have to say about Walls? Yeah, that was literally my two notes. And then I have the rating.
I honestly think this is one of my favorite Louis songs.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably in my top five, if not top three.
Oh, yeah.
Top three Louis songs.
You do not have to, because I would not be able to do mine either. I just feel like there's so many good ones that, like,
yeah,
I really like it.
I gave it a 10.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing song. I think it's an amazing title track.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That, like, just like goes over the whole theme of the album. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
And it's also, I feel like, kind of a turning point in the album, personally.
Oh.
It's kind of like the midway point.
I see what you mean. And to be honest, like, damn, do I like the second half of the album more? I don't know. There's some hits and there's...
I do.
I would say after Walls, I think I really enjoy the next couple especially, which I will get to. Yeah, I gave it a 8.5 to 9. I don't know what that, okay, but I would give it 8.75. Yes, 8.75. Done. Because I don't know, it's like I love it, but I just wanted to indicate that I love certain ones more than others. Anyways, we'll get to some of the loves in a second, because the next song is Habit.
Yes. Oh my gosh. 10. Just right out the gate. It's a
just
10.
Just right out the gate.
It's a 10.
Okay. I gave it a 9.
Perfect song.
I know it is a perfect song. Oh, I wish I had given it a 10, but I just wanted to like leave the 10. Like I want to like
reserve it.
I'm picky and I like to reserve it.
However, I'm a free 10 giver. I love giving 10s.
I know. And
especially they're deserved, so it's fine.
Yeah, honestly, no, I totally agree that your 10 is deserved. I just personally had to give it a 9. I don't know what it's missing exactly. Like, it's honestly not even missing anything. So it's just a personal choice. But
yeah, that's fine.
Let's talk about the song for a second.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lyrically, amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, the storyline narrative. Boom, boom, boom.
The melody, the instrumentation.
Oh, absolutely.
The hook. I get this song stuck in my head all the time.
Oh, me too. And just every lyric, I can't even point out a single lyric, but
I can.
I will. Oh,
Princess
yeah,
Park.
Exactly.
And he belts it too. Oh my gosh, yeah. He just gets louder and louder.
Come so far from Princess Park. Bitch, hello?
He really said that.
He said it. And where would we be this day without that?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
I didn't think it was possible to live in a world with Princess Park.
Yeah. Honestly, game changer. Yeah. I just said iconic, just perfect. And I gave it a 9 and you gave it a 10.
Yes.
And do you have anything else to say about it?
I mean, no, go stream it. Like, honestly, like.
Stream Habit.
Yeah. If you're listening to this on your laptop, play the song on your phone. If you're listening to this on your phone, play it on your laptop real quick.
Yeah.
Like, have it.
It's
just
in the background.
Playing. Yeah.
You know, I'll sing along. You're the habit. Okay. No, we don't need a sing along. You know, just listen to two things at once. We don't blame you. It's fine.
Yeah. It's for Louis. I need to be having 3 or 4 stimulants at all times.
You know what? That's on ADHD.
And that's on what? Unmedicated ADHD.
I feel you on that one. Auditory, okay, mine I think is tactile though. Tactile and visual. I need a couple different visuals and a couple different senses. Auditory I can't do. I need one at once.
That's fair. Yeah. I can do certain auditory at the same time.
Yeah,
like it depends on like what it is. Mm-hmm. But usually it's like one auditory, one visual, one tactile. Like reading, listening, playing.
That's honestly, that's ideal. But sometimes I need a lot of visual. It's interesting. So
anyways,
that was ADHD. That was
our little ADHD mini podcast.
Literally. I love it. But that was Habit as well. But moving on to a very excellent song.
Yeah.
Sorry, I already spoiled it because I spoiled the fact I'm giving it a 10. It's Always You.
That's totally valid. I'm going to, you know, might be controversial.
Ooh.
For me, it feels a little bit like too young for me. And it's literally just, I don't like the chorus. I don't like the way the chorus sounds. I wish they had kind of done, you know, kept it in the vibe of the verses. I think the verses
are true. Because they really change it. They go from like this fast, like, to like the kind of slower chord.
I feel like it would be two different songs, musically.
I totally see that.
But obviously the lyrics are amazing. Again, another beautiful poem.
So I gave it a seven. Oh my God. I'm starting to see. I feel like you're showing me the cracks in the foundation.
I don't want you to not enjoy these songs anymore. No.
I will enjoy Always You. It was like number 3 or something on my Spotify.
Oh, wow.
Thingy. And I love it so much. Like it's my favorite song in the album, straight up. I don't know why. I think I claimed it and then, well, I didn't feel the need to love it, but I was like, oh my God, this is what I expected and more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think the lyrics are definitely still the best part of it. I think his lyrics and storytelling, impeccable.
He's an amazing lyricist.
Do you have any lyrics to point out? Because like, I'm trying to think right now.
I mean, I went to Amsterdam without you.
Oh, absolutely. Because, and then he tweeted about, he was like, did you guys catch that in the song? I cannot believe that. Honestly, King for doing that one.
Yeah.
That was the cheekiest
Yeah, he was like, the fans are going to kill me if I don't like use this lyric.
Oh, yeah.
They were begging for it.
Yeah. I don't know. I love the whole song. And I love the vibe of it. It's so happy and fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just my favorite for whatever reason. And I did give it a 10. My only comment was the best song ever. So, you know.
No, that's from Midnight Memories.
Oh, yeah. I would actually give the best song ever. I don't know what I would give it, honestly, if we were rating that. I have no idea.
Oh, gosh. We're not doing it. No, this is.
No. Not Wendy today. We're Louis focus. Next song, Fearless. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is honestly, like, I could take it or leave it. To be frank, I would trade it in for some of the demos.
Yeah. And that's to be honest, my opinion too. I was like, oh, I wrote down kind of a King moment, but melody wise, it's nothing special. And even lyric wise, I'm like, okay.
Like, I just feel like it doesn't say anything he hasn't said in other songs.
Yeah.
Like, I still think it's a great, like, song, great message. Like, yeah, you know, bravery and pride and
oh, absolutely.
He said it another
way. Yeah, and just not our favorites. I feel like we have the same opinion of this. But what did you give it?
There are tons of people that love Fearless, and they can love Fearless.
Honestly, if Fearless is your favorite song, like, go off.
Go off. Get a Fearless tattoo.
Yeah, everyone has their favorite. Sometimes you don't choose your favorites choose you.
Yes.
And
anyways.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're just going on about the same thing.
I gave it a 7.
You gave it a 7? I gave it a 7 too. Boom, boom, boom.
We are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
So
Fearless,
often.
I was honestly on that same wavelength. The next song is Perfect Now.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
I feel like a lot of people had this epiphany, and now I understand people might think it's a bandwagon, but I genuinely think the live version made me like Perfect Now a lot more.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I need to listen to it. I don't think I've heard it.
It's good.
I saw people saying that and I was like, really? Because although Perfect Now is fine, it's not.
It's his vocals. He really delivered it live.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Definitely need to watch that after this. I'm excited. Yeah, so I wrote down Little Things Part 2 because that's kind of the vibe I'm getting, especially with the lyric that I don't like. like, I really don't like this lyric. It's every insecurity like a neon sign as bright as day. I don't know what that means.
Here's the way I kind of cope with the song. Okay, I kind of imagine it as like, it's not a romantic song to me at all. To me, it's like a Big Brother song.
Oh yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like, okay, I feel like he's just like saying it to like, because he said it before, he also like did it for his fans, and I feel like he sees a lot of his fans as like younger siblings.
I see what you mean.
They're like, and I feel like he did write it for like his sisters, kind of. I think I've seen his sisters listening to that song.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't like that lyric because like it's like, no, my insecurities don't need to be on display for them to be like valid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that it just feels weird, like he's saying like everyone can see you're insecure, similar to what makes you beautiful as well. And it's like, that doesn't need to happen for me to have self-confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah
And it's just the message that I really don't like, but I will listen to the live version because the melody, it's fine, I don't mind it. Just the song in general, not bad. I just don't like the message whatsoever. And it's not like the melody is like the coolest, you know. But so because of that, I gave it a 6, either 6 or 6.5. I don't know yet.
That's totally valid. I gave it a 7. Okay. I gave it a 7. It probably would have been like lower than 6 if I hadn't heard the live version.
Like lower than 6?
Yeah. Like I probably would have given it a 5.
Okay. Honestly, if the live version improves it that much, like I need to listen to it because, I would 6 or 6.5. I'm not entirely sure, but like not my favorite. But, you know, I know people like it and they think it's sweet, and I'm totally okay with that. But Louis did say that Perfect Now dislikers are valid and deserve rights.
Yeah. He basically said that it was his least favorite on the album.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
and that doesn't mean that you can't like it.
Exactly. That's exactly my sentiments on like every single song on the album, because, usually for reviews, I say a disclaimer, like this is my opinion. And I hope you know this. But just after this one especially, disclaimer, my opinion. I don't care what songs you like.
This is a one-way conversation unless you agree with us.
Yeah, exactly. We're just two people living in the world, in a society.
Yes.
Okay. Just saw what the next song is, though.
Yeah.
It's Defenseless.
Yeah. Another tenor for me.
It's Defenseless. I give it a 9.5, and that's the only reason is to just differentiate from my fave.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's perfect. There's no flaw. And I wrote High Note King because
yes, oh my gosh,
high notes, like,
ooh, get that whistle tone.
It really hits in my heart. Thoughts on Defenseless.
Thoughts on Defenseless. It's an amazing song ever since I heard it live before it was even came out officially.
Oh, yeah.
I was this is going to be such an amazing track. And it was.
He delivered. He delivered beyond my wildest dreams. Like, this was one that, you know, too young, I was like let down after the live version. And this one, I was like raised up to the sky after the live version because... Or like when the studio version came out, because it is such a good song.
Yeah.
Lyrically, best. Melody, vibes, best.
Yes. And I would say, like, this is the song I send to people who don't listen to Louis to be like, look at this amazing song that you should listen to.
I did that. I did the same thing. I was like, stream this song. So you know what? Everyone out there, stream Defenseless.
Yes.
I will say it again and again. Yeah. So, yeah, I gave it a 9.5 and you gave it a 10. Anything else? We good? We moving on?
Yeah. Final one.
Final one.
Yeah.
And boy, this is a doozy. Only the Brave. Okay. Yeah. I also said Perfection.
Yeah.
Because what a little, like, the best album closer.
Mm-hmm. I know there's so many people that are like, it's too short. Like, I wish it was longer, but I'm like,
no, it's the perfect length.
Yeah.
Hands down. Like, no, it had to be.
He said
short.
Everything he needed to say.
He said it all. Short and, yeah, no, if it was longer, I don't think I would like it as much, to be honest, if I'm being honest. It's perfect the way it is. It's absolutely perfect. And I gave it a 9. I don't know what.
I gave it a 10. I was like,
valid.
You're gorgeous, honey.
Absolutely. Because, like, all the lyrics, he really tells it. He tells it. He tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is very.
And it kind of sums up, like, the whole album.
Oh, that too. The themes, the undercurrent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lyric point out. Alert. When you know, you know.
Come on. When you know, you know.
When you know, you know.
He's basically like breaking the fourth wall and turning to the camera like, come on, guys.
Come on.
Come
guys.
On, guys.
When you know, you know. Legendary song. Best album closer. And I like how the opener is hype and then the closer is boom. And I feel like the overall structure, like I feel like there's a perfect balance between hype songs and like happy song and like slower. I feel like he did well. That's all I have to say about that. I don't know. What are your final thoughts on the album?
Final thoughts. I am just so proud of Louis. Yes. I do think it's an amazing album. Needless to say, I'm so excited for LT2.
Oh, me too. Honestly.
Whenever that may be.
I do hope he puts copy of a copy of a copy on there. He doesn't have to. I would be sad if he didn't, but it's okay. If he just wants to have it as a live song, I support that too. As long as I get to hear it live, I want to hear it live.
And I'm putting out a formal request. Louis, when you tour North America, please, please, please put Miss You on.
Oh.
Like, just please.
Yes.
Please play it.
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to talk about Miss You, to be honest. I think I've been like thinking
Louis
about Miss You for a long time.
Has left that child out to die in the cold. And I want to listen to it.
I know. And also live, that song would...
Yes.
Amazing. It would be so amazing live. And everyone would be so excited to hear it. So...
He retired it too early. Bring it back, King.
Yes, bring it back, King. You know what? If you can bring Little Black Dress back...
you can resurrect that old thing.
Yeah, that old thing. You can resurrect Miss You. Anything is possible. We love it, King. Play it. Okay, sorry. Just a lot of us hoping. Yeah, so that was Walls. Oh my God, are we done? Yes.
Happy Walls-traversary, everyone.
Yes. Oh, wow. A year ago.
Yeah.
1 year ago. That's kind of insane.
It feels like not that long ago, but so long ago at the same time. And yeah. I know that's the most basic thing to say, but honestly, it's
but it's so
weird.
True about, you know, 2020. Ha ha ha. And I love Louis. I think
same.
He's an icon. And I'm so glad we could get to do this podcast about him. Because like, you know, I reviewed Niall's album.
Mm-hmm.
Niall's great. I reviewed Harry's album. Harry's great. But Louis, I feel like
he's special.
He's special because I don't know. A lot of people,
they doubted him,
but he made it.
Yes.
Underestimated and always underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Louis King. Yeah. That's my thoughts on Louis. And thank you, Nate, for being on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I enjoyed all of your hot takes. 100% of them. Okay. You have anything else to say?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, yes, exactly. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes.
Yes. So at the earlier this month, I had my first solo single out.
Yes. And I'm so excited.
It has to come out at the time of recording, but it's already like been out.
But it will be out. Once your ears have been graced by this at the time.
You'll be able to listen to it. So please check out Buddy by me, Nate Garrari.
Yes,
on all streaming
platforms. I will be linking it in this.
Like
it
Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer. Like, you got it, please.
Spotify. Will it be on Spotify? I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I will listen to it constantly.
Oh
my
God. Yeah, Stream Buddy.
Yes, Stream Buddy. And Stream Walls. Thank you, Louis. So, Thank you for listening. Did we say that already? Okay. Thank you for listening. This has been Logan.
And Nate.
Signing off with Media Munchies. Yeehaw!